It would be hard to think of an animal that's more ubiquitous with a holiday than the turkey and Thanksgiving. Do you know why that we think of a turkey every time we think of Thanksgiving?
Well, obviously it was one of the, or supposedly be one of the food items that they had at the first Thanksgiving. The odd thing about it is that whether it was a wild turkey or a domestic turkey, I do not know which one they had served. But the kind of the story behind turkey and turkey domestication takes place right here in the United States and actually Mexico. It was one of the first animals or one of the only animals that was domesticated by Native Americans in this country. Obviously, there was other animals that were later domesticated in South America, but the turkey was actually domesticated twice in North America, one by the Anasazi, which is, you know, the Four Corners, the Southwest United States, and then by the Aztecs. And when the conquistadors came into Aztec territory, they found the turkeys, and they liked it, and they took it back to Spain, and it spread throughout Europe quite a bit. And then as people in the 1600s came back to came to the United States, they brought the turkey back to the Northeast. And that could be where our first Thanksgiving turkey came from. So it kind of made a big round trip around the Atlantic Ocean.
How closely related are the turkey and the chicken?
They are very closely related. They all belong to the same family, the gallinaceous birds. It's a large group of birds that, you know, they're pretty easy to pick out all throughout the world because they're the ones that have all the funny parts of their body. You know, they're very showy. They have lots of colorful feathers. So, you know, chickens, turkeys, pheasants, quail, I believe peacocks fall in that, guinea. Are some of the different ones that fall into this particular group of birds. And they all are kind of unique because they, like I said, they have colorful feathers. They do big displays to attract the females. A lot of times they have weird sounds that they might make. You know, we all are familiar with the gobble of a turkey, for instance. Definitely the wild turkey is a far cry from what we see in the domestic breeds out there. They've gone quite a bit of a distance, almost like the distance from a wolf to a chihuahua. there's a big difference. Now, if no one has ever tried wild turkey before, I would really highly encourage it, especially the breast meat. It's got a really great taste. But, of course, you know, we're very familiar with the domestic turkey because of Thanksgiving.
So tell me about the wild turkey that you would see wandering around at Land Between the Lakes. Is it a mean animal?
You're asking kind of a good question. At the nature station, the turkeys that we have can actually be quite mean. They are imprinted turkeys, so they see us as fellow turkeys and will try to correct their behavior in aggressive ways sometimes. But turkeys out there in the wild are definitely not something that people need to worry about because they just book it when any time you're in the woods. I think one of the best moments I've ever had with a flock of wild turkeys is I was doing a bird survey and a giant flock of wild turkeys flew up and it sounded like a herd of elephants just running through the forest. It was quite terrifying for about a few seconds, and then once you calm down and figured out it was just turkeys, you kind of laugh.
Tell me again about the turkeys at the nature station. They see human beings as fellow turkeys and try to correct their behavior?
Yeah, so, you know, some people may know there was like a movie where a kid adopted a goose in the, you know, flying home or something like that. Certain animals, when they hatch and they see a person when they hatch out, they kind of imprint upon them as mother. And so these turkeys were given to us very young. They were all rescued. And they saw humans as their caretakers and their fellow species. They don't know the real difference. You know, they know that they're turkeys, but they don't know that necessarily we're not ugly turkeys. And so a lot of times they react to us or work with us in captivity.
Turkeys, as far as a protein source, they're pretty sustainable, right?
Yeah, they you know, a turkey, kind of like your chickens, they're really good about taking care of themselves, say in a yard or whatever. They're going to pick up seeds. They're going to eat worms. They're going to eat nuts. They're going to eat frogs. They're going to eat caterpillars, you know, whatever kind of little things. They eat ticks. You know, they're going to eat a lot of things that you're going to find that chickens eat or quail eat out there in the wild. You know, the thing I think also, just like with the bald eagle, as we talked earlier in the month, turkeys were almost wiped out as well. They were almost killed by something called market hunting. And by 1900, there was only a few thousand in each state. In Land Between Lakes, they thought there was only maybe as low as 8 of them. And private individuals and conservation organizations were able to bring them back. In fact, one of the main reasons why the Kentucky Woodlands National Wildlife Refuge was created in Land Between Lakes in the 1930s was to help protect turkeys and bring up other game species like deer in back into the Land Between Lakes area.
Is the turkey more interesting than it gets credit for?
Because, it is.
Because of its association with Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you know, working with turkeys and just kind of studying them as we do, they are a fascinating animal. A lot of times they get credit for being dumb, that they're, you know, if it's raining outside, they're going to stick their mouth up and drown. Of course, that's not true. I think any turkey hunter would tell you that they're one of the most hardest animals to hunt because of they are wary. They have great eyesight. They got great hearing. They're very good at putting two and two together that this is not a good place to be and getting the heck out of there. So there is a lot of intelligence there. And sometimes, you know, there doesn't seem like there's a lot of intelligence because we're judging them by our own eyes. But they are a well-adapted species for living in Land Between Lakes.
Was there anything else listeners need to know about the turkey?
I think the main thing is the fun thing about turkeys, is especially when you come to Land Between Lakes, is seeing turkeys in Land Between Lakes in the winter is quite common, and it's a great time to see them because a lot of times you'll see them in these large, giant flocks, maybe 50, 60 birds in it. And to see a whole flock of them cross the road or fly all at the same time or foraging amongst the trees can be quite a fun sight to see.